On Saturday, volunteers with the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race gathered drop bags from mushers in both Whitehorse and Fairbanks. Over the next 2 weeks, race personnel will deliver the bags to 9 checkpoints along the 1,000-mile trail. As KUAC's Emily Schwing found out, packing more than 1,500 pounds of food and gear for a remote sled dog race is a long, logistically challenging process.
So you get your beef and your kibble.
Fairbanks musher Mike Ellis spent more than a week filling large white bags with all the things he needs along the Yukon Quest Trail.
And then a glove bag, so I've got nice, dry, warm gloves when I get there. I always throw some hand warmers in because, you know, it's bound to be 50 below somewhere on the quest.
We're standing inside his guest cabin. Various piles of food and gear cover the floor and fill the corners. Across the yard, boxes filled with all different kinds of things sit on the front porch of his house.
That looks like the burrito box. About 10 different kinds of burritos made up and breakfast burritos.
There's been gear spread all over the place for a week or two. Behind us, white ice cube trays are stacked high along the outside wall of the house.
Those are electrolyte cubes that get sent out for the dogs if it gets really warm.
If it gets really warm. Ellis and a team of charismatic Siberian Huskies will start the race for the 6th time this year. He's run the quest enough to know he should be prepared for anything. It's kind of a logistical nightmare. When the weather's warm, dogs need more water. If it's super cold, they'll want more fat. So Ellis has to pack 2 different kinds of food.
Fish and chicken skins. You know, if it's warm, I'm feeding the fish, and if it's cold, I'm feeding the chicken skins. And one or the other of them is just going to get set aside when we get to that checkpoint. You know that right off the bat.
Sled dogs also experience physiological changes as they travel farther down the trail.
In the beginning of the race, you're feeding a lot more protein, and then in the end of the race, or middle to end of the race, you're feeding a lot more fat because the dog's metabolism changes and shifts to burning fat.
So drop bags Mike Ellis packs for the beginning of the race are different from those waiting for him at checkpoints near the end. There's also human food in those bags. Ellis says he's learned over the years that there are some things he just can't leave home without.
You know, I used to go off coffee for the race, and now I find that going off coffee messes me up way more than staying on it for the race. Things like that. I eat a lot more bread and carbs on the race than I used to. I used to think I was a little more doggy, being able to eat just fat the whole way, and that wasn't very kind to my body.
There's also one food in particular that's become wildly popular among mushers in recent years.
Candied bacon, yes. You can't. I don't think it's possible to go down the quest trail without that stuff.
It's true. It's so good. It's sometimes at the beginning of the race, you don't really want it, but by the end, you just crave it. That's all you want.
That's Fairbanks musher Cody Straith. He also spent the last week frantically piecing together his drop bags for a second run down the quest trail. He's standing in front of a freezer in his Arctic entryway. It's stuffed full of food prepared by friends.
We've got like peanut butter bars and peanut butter cookies and smoothies.
Outside his house, a giant meat saw ran all week. Straith and his handlers cut countless 50-pound frozen blocks of beef, lamb, and other meat into chunks for his dog team. They also sliced up chunks of fish. Aside from all the food, mushers also stuff drop bags with extra runner plastic and other parts for their sleds. They also have to pack required gear like dog booties. According to the race rules, mushers must have 8 booties for every dog on the trail. Back inside, there are rows of bags stuffed with booties sitting on Straith's couch. He'll also bring along extra boots, boot liners, and socks for his own feet.
I've got enough socks to have a fresh pair of socks at every checkpoint.
Ziploc bags filled with first aid items cover Straith's kitchen countertop.
I've got stuff for vet care in here. I carry some homemade fire starters, wax, and sawdust. So if I get myself in trouble, I can start a fire real quick. Matches, lighter, lithium batteries for my headlamps.
In the end, he packed roughly 40 drop bags for this year's Yukon Quest. Mike Ellis says he usually sends about 35, but neither musher wants to consider the cost of all this food and gear.
This time of year, we try not to look at it because it's too depressing.
It's a lot. I don't even want to think about it, really.
Drop bags will be delivered to 9 checkpoints along the quest trail over the next 2 weeks. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.